The Pocahontas County Commission met in special session on June 28th. It began with the commissioners approving end of fiscal year invoices. They then agreed to distribute to the county clerk's office the interest accrued on the $100,000 COVID block grant from Governor Justice. The remaining 2.5 hours of the meeting was informational discussions about the county's present and future flood maps and how those maps might affect the commission's proposed 2-acre rubble disposal site at the East Fork Industrial Park in Frank, West Virginia. Donald McNeil, the Pocahontas County Floodplain Manager, and Chuck Rishaber, State Coordinator of the West Virginia National Flood Insurance Program, or NFIP, made a presentation using the online West Virginia Flood Tool Maps. A detailed flood map of the East Fork Industrial Park was displayed and showed that parts of that county property were clearly marked off as being in the existing floodplain. Commission President Helmick said that such areas would be precluded by the West Virginia Solid Waste Management Board from being approved for use as a disposal site. Other areas adjoining those were shaded in a light greenish-blue color on the map. McNeil said he believed those shaded areas are areas being considered for future floodplain expansion. While the proposed disposal site is not in the current flood zone areas, it is in that shaded future expansion area. McNeil and Grishaber believe the shaded areas might also be off limits as a disposal site, but were not sure. They looked for alternate sites in the industrial park for a 2-acre site on the property that would clearly be both out of the current and proposed flood zones and yet would still meet the requirements of the State Solid Waste Management Board that the site is located at least 300 feet from any river, stream, or pond. They could not locate any alternative site that would meet the 300-foot requirement. It was suggested that the county could apply to the Solid Waste Management Board for a variance from that requirement. The other potential industrial development sites on the property that the commission has been considering are all clearly outside of the floodplain restricted areas. They did receive some other good news about the disposal site when the commissioners joined a live internet FEMA Risk Map of Pocahontas County kickoff meeting, which was hosted by Bob Pearson, the FEMA Region 3 project manager, and Brandon Kramer, a GIS analyst with Wood Resilient Environment. That meeting was held to obtain input from and answer questions by the county commission and other local officials about FEMA's new floodplain mapping project that they are about to undertake in the county. Commission President Walt Helmick asked the FEMA personnel about those blue-green highlighted proposed floodplain expansion areas shown on the West Virginia Flood Tool Map and whether those areas are restricted as flood zones. The FEMA authorities answered that those areas are unofficial and are not currently restricted areas, and they might or might not be labeled as floodplain after the new mapping project is completed several years from now. Donald McNeil, Chuck Rishaber, and the FEMA authorities all agreed that the new FEMA floodplain maps, when completed, will be much more accurate than the 10-year-old flood maps currently in place. They explained that this is the case because of the use of newly created and greatly improved mapping technology and techniques such as high elevation data scanning known as LIDAR, new river flood studies, new hydrologic and hydraulic conditions, and other technologies not available when the current flood maps were created. At the end of the commission meeting, Helmick suggested that they proceed with the current location for the disposal site and let the West Virginia Solid Waste Management Board make the final decision as to whether the site is in compliance with all of their regulations. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.